Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Kyle Connell. I serve as the college young adult pastor at our Lewis Center campus. Today I was looking through the Psalms, reading Psalm 136, verses 1 and 2 says this: "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever." As we're in this season of Thanksgiving, right? I mean, it's November, Thanksgiving is right around the corner. We have a lot to be grateful for, a lot to give thanks to God for. And verse 1 and 2 there, this begins this psalm where every single verse has a line, and then it's followed with, "For his steadfast love endures forever." It just says this over and over again. To the God who is this, to the God who does this, blessing and honor and glory and thanksgiving be to his name. Why? Because his steadfast love endures forever, right? So I want you to think with me, like, the whole point of the psalm is to cause us to reflect on the steadfast love of God that lasts forever. No matter what happens in our lives, we can always look up and know that God loves us, and his love for us will never, ever, ever end, right? What an incredible thought. There's a lot that you can't count on tomorrow or next week or next year, right? There's a lot of unknowns in our lives, but this is known. Tomorrow, God's love for you will be steadfast. Next week, God's love for you will be steadfast. Next year, God's love for you will be steadfast. In 10 billion trillion years from now, God's love for you will be steadfast. Listen, to all of you who trust in him, to all who trust in Jesus to forgive us of our sins, to all who trust in the truth of John 3:16, that God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him will never perish but have eternal life. Like, I'm not going to presume that every single person listening has received the love of Jesus, but listen, for those that have, his steadfast love endures forever. For those that haven't, put your faith in Jesus, the God who died on the cross for your sins because he loves you so much. Reach out to us here at LifePoint Church, and we would love to communicate with you this truth of the gospel. Listen, as we finish today, what I'd love for you to do is I'm going to read Psalm 136. And after each line, it says, "For his steadfast love endures forever." And wherever you are, if you're in the car, or if you're at home, or driving, if you're at work and you need to whisper it, but let me just encourage you, as I read the first line, you say, "For his steadfast love endures forever." And just think about this God of the universe that loves you so much, that he cares for you and wants a relationship with you. Psalm 136, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, to him who by understanding made the heavens, to him who spread out the earth above the waters, to him who made great lights, for his steadfast love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, for his steadfast love endures forever. The moon and stars to rule over the night. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt and brought Israel out from among them with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, his steadfast love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea in two, for his steadfast love endures forever, and made Israel pass through the midst of it, his steadfast love endures forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who struck down great kings and killed mighty kings, Shiloh, king of the Amorites, his steadfast love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, for his steadfast love endures forever. And gave their land as a heritage, for his steadfast love endures forever. A heritage to Israel, his servant, for his steadfast love endures forever. It is he who remembered us in our low estate, for his steadfast love endures forever, and rescued us from our foes, for his steadfast love endures forever. He who gives food to all flesh, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever. Almighty Father, your love endures forever. No matter what we're going through, no matter what we'll see, no matter the pain, the agony, the struggle, the love, the joy, the faithfulness, God, no matter what it is that we go through, your love endures forever. God, it will endure today and it will endure tomorrow and to the weeks and months and years ahead of us. God, may we hold on to the truths of your love today. May we be reminded of that in this season of Thanksgiving. Father, that your love endures forever. In Christ's name we pray.